А минатиот месец на Илинденската прослава во Организација на Македонската пензионерска група од Lower Templestowe присуствуваа двајца австралиски политичари како гости на свечената верска и национална прослава. Покрај говорите упатени до македонските гости на денот, разговаравме посебно со федералниот либерален пратеник за седиштето на Мензиз, Кевин Андрюс, кого го запрашавме околу признавањето на Република Македонија под уставното име и барањето во говорот од председателката на групата Сика Еминагова, тој да биде гласот на македонците во парламентот. Еве што тој рече, а разговорот се води на англиски јазик.
Just a couple of questions, and I think you probably know that when Sika Eminagova made a plea, I guess, to you that you could possibly be a voice of the Macedonian community in Parliament. What did you think about that?
Well, as I said in my speech, it's been a difficult many decades for Macedonian people. And Macedonia right through last century. I think the independence that came about in 1991 was something that many people had worked and hoped for a long period of time. And I think if you look over the last 25 years, then quite clearly that's been a great success. And I think it's something that can be celebrated. And we should continue to celebrate the success of the Republic of Macedonia.
What do you think about the Macedonian community wanting the Republic of Macedonia to be recognised by Australia?
Well, I think this is something which has gradually been occurring. If you look at the United Nations level, for example, then the terminology has gradually changed over time with more and more nations. As to any formal decision about that, it's obviously a matter for the government and the cabinet of the day, but I think it's something which is evolving in any event.
Just on the same issue, what do you think about the fact that the international right to self-identification is not really being afforded the Macedonian community in Australia by Australia's non-recognition of the country's constitutional name?
Yeah, and as I said, I think this is something which is gradually changing over time. It wouldn't surprise me that at some stage in the not-too-distant future there will be that more formal recognition than there has been, because if you look around the world, that's a development which is occurring, and you know, I think we will be part of that development in time.
How does this request from the Macedonians in Australia compare to anything else that they may have, you know, requested of politicians?
Oh, look, this has been a standing request, if I can put it that way, for a long period of time. And I think it's good that people who have the ongoing interest, not only of their new land, Australia, but an ongoing interest in what's happened in Macedonia, continue to advocate the cause. That's a good thing. It's an ideal thing to happen in a democracy like Australia. And that's why, you know, I'm, for one, and I think many of my colleagues, are quite happy to continue to have this conversation.
Федералниот либерален пратеник Кевин Андрюс накратко рече дека во својот говор тој изјавил дека независноста на Република Македонија во 91 година беше постигнување кое се очекуваше долго време и дека во изминативе 25 години тоа се покажа како голем успех. Господинот Андрюс смета дека тоа треба да продолжи да се прославува. Тој смета дека признавањето постепено се случува со оглед на Обединетите нации, терминологијата се изменува со фактот што се повеќе нации го прифаќаат уставното име, но што се однесува на било каква формална одлука, вели тој, тоа останува до владата или кабинетот, но дека смета ситуацијата се менува. Тој вели не би го изненадило формалното признавање на Република Македонија во блиска иднина со оглед на развитокот на настаните во светот и дека Австралија ќе биде дел од тие настани. Господинот Кевин Андрюс изјави дека македонците го доставуваат ова барање веќе подолго време и го смета интересот на македонците за родната земја идеално, посебно во една земја како што е Австралија.
Have you made any representations in government on behalf of the Macedonian community about their wish for Australia to recognise the Republic of Macedonia?
Going over the years and having been a member here for 25 years, I have, you know, from time to time spoken to foreign ministers about this issue. So it's one which I think, regardless of who's been in government, there has been a willingness to continue the conversation, and that's a good thing.
For so many years now, it's just become a willingness, and we do hear that it is a willingness, and both sides of politics are willing. However, what do you think will eventually bring about the desired outcome?
Look, I don't know, to be entirely frank. Often when these things change, people look back and say, oh, well, it wasn't such a big deal when the change occurred. And I think sometimes that's just the affluxion of time that gradually people's views change, you know, maybe become a bit more mellow about things, and then change occurs. So I'm not sure what will be the trigger event, but I'm personally reasonably confident that the change will occur.
Well, in this particular case, on this particular issue, the Macedonians feel that they have been punished as opposed to a side being taken in favour of another group, and that is the Greek community in Australia. How much justification is there to that, to those feelings that they hold?
Look, those feelings are expressed to me and to others from time to time. I think it varies a bit in terms of people's own experience and their family experience and when they came to Australia, etc. I think what we've got to do in Australia is to promote toleration all around, to say that, you know, this the multicultural experiment, if I can call it that, in Australia has been a great success, probably better than almost anywhere else in the world. And so we need to continue to promote that and not to do anything that would inflame what I might call old enmities.
Well, Mr. Andrews, do you think that with issues like this that have nothing to do with Australia, they should be decided, let's say, in favour of one side or another of the communities that are represented in Australia?
Well, generally, I think the view in Australia is that we want all people, regardless of their ethnic background, regardless of their religious affiliation or none, to live in peace and harmony in this country. And anything that works towards peace and harmony, and as I said, not inflaming what may have been enmities of the past from other places, I think has always been generally the Australian approach.
Mr. Andrews, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
На прашањето дали господинот Ендрюс го поставил барањето на македонците околу признавањето на Република Македонија под уставното име во парламентот, тој одговори дека од време на време тој зборувал со министри за надворешни прашања и без оглед на партијата на која тие припаѓаат, вели тој, постои подготвеност да се дискутира на ова прашање. Но повеќе години македонците останаа со само изјави за подготвеност да се продолжи да се дискутира на оваа тема, на која господинот Ендрюс, вели тој, всушност не знае точно што ќе може да направи разлика и го донесе барањето исход, но додаде дека често пати кога се случуваат промени, кога ќе се погледне наназад, таа промена се чини не била толку голема или импозантна како што се замислувало и дека можно е со времето ставовите ќе омекнат и промената ќе се случи. Но македонците чувствуваат дека се казнети и дека страната на грчката заедница е поддржана наместо нивната. Господинот Андрюс објасни дека тие чувства му биле пренесени од време на време и дека варираат од искуство на искуство. Тој смета дека треба да се има ранција и дека мултикултурниот експеримент, како што тој го нарекува, во Австралија е најдобар пример во цел свет и дека треба да продолжиме да го промовираме тоа. А сега и на краткиот коментар од градоначалникот на Манингем Пол Маклиш, во кој во главно рече дека тој не се вовлекува во расправиите за признавање на разните земји кои се представувани во оваа земја преку нивните мигранти и покрај примерот на даден на него од општината на Роктел или Ливерпул, се извинувам ако грешам, каде се признава Република Македонија под уставното име.
You recognise that there are various cultures and you recognise and you've come here recognising the Macedonian community. How does that make you feel knowing that they haven't been recognised officially? Actually, your constituents want you to do as a local government, as a state government, as a federal government, knowing that the federal government hasn't recognised it as the Republic of Macedonia. This is what your constituents want from local, state and federal politicians. How do you feel personally?
The challenge for every community is to bring a community together. Local governments can't afford to get involved in global politics. It's not our job. Our job is to be elected to represent our community, to build facilities for our community and help enhance and develop harmony in our community. That's what we do. That's what we work hard at. And we do that by helping our communities with the right facilities and helping them to celebrate their culture and to be part of our wider Australian community. We have communities from across the globe living in Australia and living in our city of Manningham. A third of our community are migrants, direct migrants. Half of the city of Manningham speak a language other than English at home. That tells you of the diversity that we find in Manningham, and our job is to represent that entire community.
Can I just put it to you and give you the example of the Rockdale City Council in New South Wales? They've actually taken that step on an individual level, despite what state and federal governments think, and they've actually recognised the Republic of Macedonia and are actually referring to it as the Republic of Macedonia. Is that something you know about or would be willing to look at?
I haven't tried to involve myself in figuring out the complexities of the global geopolitics of recognition of countries. What we've done instead is we've declared our city a refugee and migrant welcome zone. And we're saying to the world that we welcome migrants from across the world into our city, because that's a reflection of the reality of the people living in our community. And that's how we as a council view it. Because if we start to try and make decisions about which communities from around the world we do and don't recognise, we're trying to pick winners and losers. And we don't see that as our job. Our job is to represent our entire city and every community in that city.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Тоа беа кратките изјави од градоначалникот на Манингем, Пол Маклиш, а пред тоа и од федералниот либерален пратеник за Мензис, Кевин Андрюс, за признавањето на Република Македонија од страна на Австралија.